The 4P's Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Welcome to this week's podcast. I'm Tegan.
And I'm Adam.
And today I'll be talking about Spider-Man.
And I'll be talking about Wolverine. Probably one of the most deadliest superheroes alive.
Isn't he immortal?
No, he can die, but he has a healing factor.
Oh yeah, because he has a healing factor. Because he heals very quickly, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey Adam, you want to know an interesting fact?
What?
Spider-Man at one point had 6 arms.
What?
It was insane.
Do you want to know a weakness of Wolverine's?
Go on.
Wolverine's weakness is, get ready for it,
drum roll,
magnets.
Magnets?
Yes. So basically, his body is made out of, his skeleton is made out of a specific metal.
Oh, okay, I get that sort of. Well, now another interesting fact.
What?
The Amazing Spider-Man had actually had 1,000 people employed.
What?
I know, insane.
Here's another one. Wolverine's real name in the comic, his birth name, is actually James Howler.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
couldn't
interesting.
You believe that?
Yeah, I do believe you.
Well, so you can tell me another fact.
This is this time when Spider-Man actually was buried alive, and he survived for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And he was buried alive.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how he survived.
So basically, the guy who plays him in like the X-Men movies is called Hugh Jackman. Very popular TV film star.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. I thought Wolverine's name was Logan.
I said in the films. He is played by Hugh Jackman.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, and apparently, this is what I heard. Tobey Maguire was the first Spider-Man actor, and also the movie was in 2002.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was an actor before him, actually. Quite surprisingly.
Actually, I think there was. There was probably like an actor before when Spider-Man became more popular.
More popular.
There was a Japan version and an American version.
Cool. Saden, tell me another fact about Wolverine.
Okay, in one comic, Wolverine's real name was actually revealed by a leprechaun.
A leprechaun?
Yes.
Cool. That actually sounds quite interesting. Oh, did you know? I keep saying that lately.
Yeah.
His parents were actually spies. I'm on about Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know. So basically, Wolverine's first appearance was in issue 180 of The Incredible Hulk, but in that the best part when he appeared was actually in issue 181.
Wow. Do you want to know another interesting fact?
Yeah.
Spider-Man's webs dissolve within an hour. Did you know that?
No. Rather, I did not.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, how Wolverine got his powers was by a scientist, I think, called Dr. Alcorn. Am I said that? Basically, the doctor was experimented on him. By now, Wolverine's name was actually called Weapon X.
Really?
Yes.
So but that was a project, Weapon X?
Yes.
Something I didn't know.
So basically, the doctor used Weapon X for World War II.
Wow. Sounds interesting.
But Weapon X broke free.
And Weapon X, is this Wolverine?
Yes.
And that's how he became Wolverine?
Yep.
Oh.
Well, Tegan, that's all we got time for. See you next week. Basically, next week I'm gonna talk about some Green Goblin facts. And Tegan, you are going to talk about
Iron Man facts.
Yeah, so see you next week. Bye.
Bye.